Yes, and they built an overall. Okay. Well, now you want to wear, you have galluses to hold your pants up. You want to just put out in there, you know.
Right, they, yeah. they're
yes.
same sort of thing.
But that's right.
If a man were about to get married and his mother, say, looked at his clothes and she'd say, oh, this suit you have just looks awful. You better go downtown and get yourself a, a what?
A new suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets of your coat so that they're kind of stick out and all lumpy, so those pockets sure do what?
Look baggy, you see. Look awful.
They bull.
Bulky.
Or a bulge out?
Yes, that's right. A bulge out. See, yeah, what's in your pocket got them all bulge out like that?
Do you ever hear them also use the term pooch out?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Yeah. How would you use that?
Well, I know. I just say, I'd call it pooch out or bagged out or something in the way I'd call it, something like that.
Okay.
I let them know it didn't look right, you know, something like that.
I tried on a coat. And it won't fit this year, but last year it me just fine.
It fitted in last year.
But it sure doesn't this year.
Yeah.
All right. Talking about washing something, if you wash it in too hot a water, it's liable to do what?
Draw up. Yeah.
All right. And there's something, another word that people use sometime about, instead of draw up, they might say it's likely to
shrink up or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And you might say, I washed my shirt in too hot of water, using the word shrink.
Yeah.
I washed my shirt in too hot of water, and it did what?
And it shrunk up.
Okay, and every time I've done that, it has.
Every time I do that, it shrank up.
All right. If you're talking about a girl who likes to stand in front of the mirror and fix her face and her hair, you say, she sure likes to what?
Primp.
All right. Would you ever say a man likes to primp?
Well, some of them, they like to primp too sometimes.
If we talk about a woman who likes to put on clothes, now when you say primp, you really think about her face and her hair.
That's right.
Okay, you say she likes to put on her good clothes and go downtown. Mm-hmm. She sure likes to what?
Dress.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you carry coins in? Say, now I know men just let them go down in their pockets, but a woman might have something.
A purse.
All right, that's what she puts her coin.
That's right.
What might a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
Or something else.
A bracelet.
All right. Suppose there are a lot of little things all strung up together around a woman's neck. You say
beads.
Uh-huh.
Necklace.
Yeah, that's right. Thinking about beads, you say she has on a what of beads?
Beads.
Would you say a string of beads?
Yes, that's right.
Or have you ever heard him say a strand of beads?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Which would you say more like?
Well, I said string of beads. I don't string a bead.
All right. Fine. What do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol, umbrella, what do you call it?
Is a parasol used when it rains too?
Yes,
they're the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. When you go to sleep at night, at the head of the bed, you put your head on a?
On a pillow.
And there used to be a kind of a big, long pillow.
Bolster.
Yeah, what were they? They did.
Well, that just a bolster. Just go across the bed long enough for two people with their head on. But a pillow, that's divided.
I see. Pillow. How long was a bolster?
Well, you go across the whole head of the bed. Yeah. That's for two people. Yeah.
All right. And what is the last thing, when you're making up a bed, what's the last thing you put on a bed?
Well,
to make it look pretty.
Bedspread now, what we use, called bedspread.
Okay.
Yeah, spread.
And something that you'd put on a bed to keep yourself warm at night.
Well, I'm quilts, a blanket.
All right, now a quilt is the kind that's made out of little pieces?
Yeah, made out of pieces and sewed up and all like that. Quilted by fingers, by hand, all like that.
Was there something heavier than a quilt?
Well,
might not have been pieced.
Well, a blanket, a comfort.